Hey, welcome back. You're listening to 101.9 CITR FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. My name's Eva, and today I'm just going to play some songs that I've been listening to for the past week. Some are some random ones, some are some new stuff, some stuff I just like rediscovered. So first of all, this is a song by La Femme, who's a French psych rock, prog rock band. I found this band through my sibling, who posts the coolest stuff on their Instagram stories. Honestly, influencer. I am feeling very influenced by them. This song is called Paradigm. I mean, I don't speak French, so I'm sure that's not how you say it. that's my best guess. And yeah, my sibling's funny because they'll just find songs in not English, and I have no clue where they find these songs, but they're really into languages and stuff. So if you ever need some foreign music, honestly, my sibling's the place to go. All right, this is Paradigm by La Femme coming up in just one second.
We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back. So that was Secrets, Your Fire, which is by Magdalena Bay, and it's off of their new album called Mercurial World. And if you're wondering what that means, I was too. I just Googled it. It means a person subject to sudden or unpredictable changes of mood or mind. And I think it's got something to do with like your star sign, like being born under Mercury. I'm not entirely sure. Anyways, so yeah, you just heard Paradigm by La Femme previously, and then Secrets Your Fire by Magdalena Bay. I really like this album by Magdalena Bay. It's, like I said, from 2021, and it's giving me Grimes. It's kind of also giving me, like, Pet Shop Boys, which is really fun. Like, it's very synthy. And also Madonna, like, Mercurial World, I think, references Material World. So there's that, too. But yeah, very glittery, very synthy, retro pop, love it. It's a duo, so it's Mika, I believe her name is, and Matthew, and they're like 22, and I always love when people are like my age and like popping off in the music scene, because it really like fills me with inspiration but also existential dread, because it's like, okay, you're making me look bad a little bit. But that's a banger. Had some struggles loading that song, actually. Maybe it's another reason 110 to switch from Apple Music to Spotify, but I'm just scared to move on. Okay, coming up next, we're going to listen to Body Baba by Goat Girl. All right, I don't really know much about Goat Girl, actually. I think I found them in, like, Rolling Stone. I think that they're from England. That's all the fun facts that I've got for you today. All right, here we go.
Thank you. setting sun. celebrating human ingenuity, resilience, and grit. Tell a Story Hive's Game Changers Documentary Edition is here. Calling all local emerging filmmakers in BC and Alberta, Story Hive is offering 30 grants of $20,000 each to capture stories of local game changers that are making their community a better place. Send in your application to storyhive.com/apply by November 10th. If you have a story to share, we want to hear from you. The Vancouver International Film Festival wraps up on Monday, but there's still plenty of time to catch a film in cinemas around Vancouver or online on the festival's streaming platform, VIFF Connect. Student tickets are just $10. To explore the 2021 program and purchase tickets, visit viff.org.
Hey, we're back. You're listening to 101.9 CITR FM. My name is Eva. And just before some ads and PSAs, you heard Body Baba by Goat Girl and then Hasta La Vista by Dreamwife. Both of them are British bands, I found out, from South London, and they're kind of like punky, post-punk, psych rock bands. Very cool. I love Dreamwife because they sound like Blondie, and like, not to discount their own talent, but it felt like nostalgic, and I don't know what it is. Like, it's the voice, it's the music, honestly, all of it is very nostalgic. I love it. But I also like that it's kind of taken that and put a more feminist spin on it. Like, a lot of their content is very... I don't know. It's about sexual liberation. It's about gender roles and body image and all of that. And, like, that's super cool. I was listening to a lot of Riot Girl this week because coming up on November 2nd is Kathleen Hanna's birthday, the Riot Girl. You may know her from Bikini Kill, La Tigra, and Julie Bruin. So I've been listening to a lot of that. Actually, I feel like I should do, like, a fill-in show based on Riot Girl next week just to honor the queen herself. Okay, coming up next, I think I'm going to play Go by Valley Lodge. Funny story about this. I was like 14 when I discovered this song, and I don't know where I heard it first. But I was really amped up because my dad's a big music guy, and I was like, I'm going to impress this dude, and I'm going to show him this really indie song that I found. Because I genuinely never heard it before or of the band, right? And like when you're 13, 14, at least for me, I listened to some mainstream stuff and whatever it was that my dad was showing me. So I was very excited. And I showed him and he was like, dude, this is like the opening song for John Oliver. And I was really bummed. I thought that I was like reaching my indie peak and I really wasn't. But it's still a banger, honestly. I haven't heard much else from the band. So here we go. Here's Go by Valley Lodge.
Peace.
Hello, you're back. You're listening to 101.9 CITR FM. That was Jump Rope Gazers by the Beths off of their album Jump Rope Gazers. I will never not be afraid of singing out loud in the studio because I'm so scared that I'm going to broadcast myself, and like none of you asked for that. But this song always makes me want to sing and dance. Honestly, this is such an album that like if I'm having a bad day, like today, I just need to put this on and I'm absolutely chilling afterwards. It's a game changer. They're from New Zealand. The band is named after the front woman, Elizabeth Stokes, hence the Beths. And I think, once again, I found this album through a Rolling Stone magazine. I love it. I think it's so sweet. I usually rely on like Genius lyrics to know what a song is about, but I think, at least in my interpretation, I've got the gist of it. I think it's about like being best friends with someone. Well, the thing like Jump Rope Gazers denotes like being a kid, right? Like being on the playground and talking about like your grazed knees and stuff. So I think it's about like two besties and then you kind of entering the stage when you're starting to recognize like sexuality and like having crushes on people. And then so this lyric that goes like, I think I love you and I think I've loved you the whole time. Oh my God, that's so sweet. Anyways, that's what I think that song's about. I'll double check myself on Genius in the meantime. But gonna come up next with, I think, Domino by Kiwi Jr. I had a friend recommend this to me. Kind of reminds me of Pavement. It's a really short song, but it's a cool song off of their 2020 album, Cooler Returns. Yeah, okay, so let's listen to that. In one sec.
This song's called I Wish I Was Him. I'm just playing an acoustic. It's about everyone sucking up to Evan Dando. It may sound stupid when I say it out loud, like I'm just jealous of his silver cloud. He looks real good, he drinks Diet Coke, he gets his enemies sent by air, not boat. I wish I was him, he gets the women at his feet. With all his cool friends, he gets his records for free. I wish I was him, he has no enemies. I wish I was him. He's got makes different flannel shirts, airwalks, not thongs. He even understands the words to pavement songs. He's got his new guitar toys. He loves Smudge and the Beastie Boys. I wish I was him. He gets the girls at his feet. With all his cool friends, he gets his records for free. I wish I was him. He has no enemies. I wish I was him. And a masculine shout. I don't want to sound like I'm trying to be mean, but he plays guitar much faster than me. I wish I was him. He gets the girls at his feet. With all his cool friends, he gets his records for free. I wish I was him. He has no enemies. I wish I was him. I wish I was him. He gets the girls at his feet. Wish I was him.
Okay, so I had an intrusive thought as Domino was playing because I'd said it reminded me of Pavement, and then like this song jumped into my head because of the line, and he even understands the words to Pavement songs. I think that's so funny. So you might have heard that song before. It is called I Wish I Was Him by Noise Addict, and they've got a really cool story. So they are from Australia, I believe, and it's just a band of like three or four kids. The average age when that song was released, the average age of the band members was 14, and it kind of sounds it. I think that's part of the charm. Like, that guy has such like nasally, like youthful voice. It's really cute. But this was a single that they released by themselves, and then only after they released it, they got the attention of Evan Dando, who's referenced in the song from the Lemonheads, and also Mike D from the Beastie Boys, also referenced in the songs. And they ended up opening for Pavement and Fugazi, and then they played a whole bunch of other gigs for a little bit. They released two full albums, and then they stopped. I think they started in 1993 and then released those albums in the next like 10 or 15 years. And I don't know where they're at right now, but I just thought that's a really cute story. And I thought that line's pretty funny, especially for a 14-year-old to write. Yeah, so that was that. Coming up next, I'm going to play a song by Weather Day, I think. Yeah, let's do that. This is Cut Lips by Weather Day.
I'm not afraid to die.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
Hey, welcome back. It's CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Eva. I'm just doing a fill-in today, listening to some songs, jamming out. I just wanted to have a note here on the Join a Collective piece that you just heard. Oh my God, do it. It is so fun. I'm on a couple collectives. It was the first thing I really did at CITR because it's very like non-committal for someone who doesn't know what they're doing. But I'm on the Art Support with Sarah. She's an angel. And then there's Music Affairs, which is called Spit in Your Ear at the moment. I'm still on that one with Lana. Should really join. Music Affairs is super fun, actually, if you like music, obviously. But you just like bring some songs and we all sit down and then we talk about them and then we play them. And then you have a whole new playlist of like all your friends' favorite songs, which is just the best. Okay, so what did we just hear previously? You heard Non-Addict by K's Choice. And then before that was Cut Lips by Weather Day. That's a bit of a weird song. Honestly, it's a bit of a weird album, but that's what makes it cool. Weather Day is really cool. They go by the, I guess, moniker Sputnik. And I was reading an interview with them, and it said that they produced that album fully solo, like with those janky headphone mics, like, you know, on the iPhone you plug in. Like, yeah, one of those. And they edited and mixed this album in GarageBand for iPhone, which is so dank. And I don't know, like, I don't know how it turned out so good, but that's, and it's part of the charm that it's kind of like grungy and raw and stuff. I heard that like in later stages of production, they splurged for the desktop version of the app, which is so funny. But it's got very car seat headrest, twin fantasy vibes in that it's like noise, rock, emo, like queer core music produced completely by the main person. And there's this other song that I really would have wanted to play, except that it's like 10 minutes long and I wouldn't do that to you. It's called Sputnik Sweetheart. And it's kind of the story like progresses over the course of 3 years with a bunch of different narratives being told, like from different perspectives. So it's kind of hard to follow and understand what the narrative is there. And it's kind of got some like, what's the word? Like when you can't trust the narrator. I'm an English major. That's so bad that I can't remember that. It's going to bother me. It's okay. But it's a very interesting story to try and follow. And Sputnik doesn't reveal a lot about what's actually going on, and it's kind of so underground that there's no genius for it yet, which is really upsetting for me because I can't do any critical thinking myself. So anyways, coming up next, we're going to listen to, I think, Try Hard Bool by the Growlers, and then I'm going to play you Pine Point, and then that's it for me. So I will hand you back over to the CITR playlist after that. It's been great. Thank you so much for having me. See you around.
Roads are all overgrown, and no one's lived there.